please.
Our next case is number 12,040. David Herchick and Richard Lumen are seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Country Club Road, approximately 4,648 feet southwest of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 603 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 13.04. We received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and two mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2.7-foot variance on the side yard on an undersized lot, requiring 10-foot side setback.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Allen Herchick, 603 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach, South.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mrs. Walls, there's no letters?
No.
Good. Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have a letter of approval from my neighbor.
All right.
And I have the
staff. We have a copy.
So at 603 Country Club Road, we bought the house in 2009. The house was moved to the property in 2004 to 2006 by the Truett family. We have the original farmhouse that was built for the area that was there. We decided to maintain the house and restore it so it fit better in with the local property. The lot is narrow, and we would like to put a garage on since we are moving to the Rehoboth area permanently. The lot is not quite wide enough with me having leg troubles and expecting to do surgery, and Richard Lumen has glaucoma in his eye and is blind in one eye. So we're trying to squeeze a little more width to the garage so he can actually get in and out with a wheelchair or as needed. It cannot otherwise be developed, the house. It's what it is. No other development can be there. Silverview Ferns is behind us, and that's basically it. The house was there when we purchased it. We renovated it. We put it into the proper feeling of the historic part that we feel Rehoboth Beach is by developing it and bumping up the roof and making it fit in with the neighborhood. We really just are trying to get the accessibility for the 2 feet wider so that a garage door, you can get in, open the door all the way without smacking into another car to the wall. And that's basically what we're trying to do.
Okay, let's see if we have any questions. I'll start with you, Mr. Mears.
Does, which side of your house does Mr. Hodges live on?
The garage side,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
The opening is 24 foot. That's what you're.
Not the opening. The structure itself would be 24 foot.
What's the opening on your garage doors going to be? You have no garage doors there at all?
There are going to be garage doors. We haven't figured any of that out unless we get a variance. So we're just trying to get what we're allowed to do before we proceed.
So if this happens to go through, what are you going to do then?
I'm going to either have to buy smaller cars. Or I'm going to have to go with the original plan and make the garage
22 foot wide.
But with the cinder block structure of the foundation and everything, that leaves about 21 foot inside to 20 foot and a half, which is quite tight. The accessibility for a car in a garage is to be 11 feet minimum, and if we do that, we're under the necessary.
Not 11 feet. Yeah, it wouldn't fit.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No. The garage is that you're proposing is 45 feet deep.
Well, we're doing an addition because we're going to be living here permanently.
Okay.
I have to put in an office and.
Okay. I see. So it's not just garage. Space.
Well, we figured we would just take it back. That's actually a screen porch.
Okay. So the garage portion of this addition is 24 feet wide? And how deep? 24?
I would say it's basically 27 foot of that.
Okay.
And the rest is going to be living space?
The rest, it's a two-story addition in the back. There will be a screen porch on the back, a larger living family room area, which there isn't one. We have to remove what is there now because it was originally the summer kitchen. So it's a 7-foot ceiling. So we're taking that off and adding master bedrooms above the garage and the back and an office.
I'm understanding correct. I'm sorry.
So you're talking about the future. In the future, you may need this additional space because of you may be limited to a wheelchair. Is that correct?
Yes, and my partner's also blind in one eye, so okay. His peripheral vision is mm-hmm. not the best.
Okay, and so if an elevator is needed, that would be inside the structure.
It'd be
as well?
Inside the structure, definitely.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I do have the plans here.
Sorry to interrupt. I agree 24 feet is required to properly open a garage door, but when I look at your proposed survey, it's using the variance for the addition, too. It's not just for the garage and then a corner kicking back into the property line.
Well, it could just be the garage. This is just what we planned. If we have to pull the rest of it behind it back to the 22 foot, that's not an issue.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another question.
Yes, sir.
You're taking off a summer kitchen on that side, is that correct?
We're as you look at the plan, the 2.5 story frame, mm-hmm. the back of the house, the small structure protruding out the back was originally the oil room. Mm-hmm. So it's a little cinder block building that's on the back of the house that actually just houses an extra refrigerator at this point. The 16 feet of that is the part that is being ripped off.
Okay, so why isn't it that you can't rip off the covered porch and move that garage over into compliance?
Well, that becomes our main entrance, and that's getting very tight for a main entrance to a house. So but we are removing the covered porch. But that was going to be the main entrance to the house.
Right. Okay.
So there's a screen porch there wrapped around too.
The screen porch is the back left corner of the building. I do have the plans here if you'd like to see them.
With the proposed addition?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Thank you.
And just so you know, sir, that'll be in the record, so we'll have to hold on to that. Okay.
I mean, I could rip off one page, whatever you'd like.
You have two copies here?
Yeah.
We just need one. That way I can keep them.
That's all we need. Thank you. No, sir. Yes, just one copy would be fine. Thank you.
That's the screen porch. That's the garage.
Okay. So I could pull this over any here to this covered porch. Can they pull over any or not?
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
Your proposed location drawing shows 24 feet of width for the garage, but yet your drawing shows 22. Are you going to build it as per the drawing or as per the survey?
We want to build it. As per the survey.
Okay.
Because the drawings were done previously.
Okay.
We've been planning this addition since we bought the
because
property.
Because 22 feet would be tight.
Yeah, that answered that
okay.
question. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. That answered the question.
This is the main entrance, or this is the new? This is the existing. This is the proposed.
Right, foyer.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do with the property is the existing part of the house is that is staying as the kitchen, the dining room, and four guest bedrooms. We want to be able to shut that. We don't want to use that as a front door. That's basically going to be able to be shut down off season when people aren't there. The rest of the house will be on its completely owned services.
Okay.
So how many bedrooms do you have?
There will be six.
Six?
Yes, sir.
Is this going to be a bed and breakfast?
No, we just have large families.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
No further questions.
Sure. I didn't see, maybe I missed it, but is there an HVAC system at all that's going
yes,
to service
there is.
This? Where is that going to be located?
That's located on the right-facing side of the house to the other property.
Okay, so it would be within your setback area.
It is now.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to have to add on to that because you're adding?
It will be, and it will be on that side.
On that side, okay.
Or on
sometimes
the roof.
We see some people that do additions and they don't show that those are and that so. And then is this service, I presume, by a sewer system, not by
yes,
septic?
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
It is well.
I'm sorry.
It's well water.
Well water. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
Excuse me.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the variance setback as requested for the medical need of the garage only. Therefore, the setback would be for the purpose of the garage only to meet the medical need of the applicant.
Okay. Do I have, excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,040. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
I'm sorry. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify. And Mr. Mears, if I'm hearing it correct, your motion is just to allow for the garage to go back, the garage to encroach
yes.
the distance, but not the
because
addition.
Because that's what they requested mm-hmm. for yep. medical need.
For okay.
medical the proposed location drawing shows the addition going into the setback
and
as
do you,
well.
Is that... Are you approving that as well or just the garage?
I was making a motion just to approve the garage because the application states the garage needs to be larger for medical need.
Okay. So, and if I recall, I think the garage was going to be 27 feet.
24 feet wide.
And by 27 feet deep, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other thing is just the standards for the variance as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The depth was not changing from the plan, so I guess it's 27. I think it's 27.
So I'll amend my motion to include a garage 24 feet wide by 27 feet deep.
Okay.
And you believe it to be unique and?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Necessary, enable, reasonable use.
Yes. And
okay.
Yeah, and the condition wasn't created by the applicant. It was created by medical need.
Thank you.
Okay, so then all those in favor of that motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye, for my reasons.
And Mr. Burton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 12,040 is approved.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.